I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Sunday, March 14th, and it is official. The Drew Brees era. Drew Brees' career has ended. The New Orleans Saints quarterback announced 15 years to the day of his signing with the Saints that he is retiring from professional football. Joining me to break down Drew Brees' career and to look at his legacy with the Saints in the city of New Orleans, Ryan Wilson. Wilson, what's up, buddy?
Dude, this is it's amazing. Not that Drew Brees retired, but this tweet, as we're doing this live at 5:35 p.m. on Sunday, from Adam Schefter, and I'm triple checking to make sure it's Adam Schefter, not a darn Schefter. So the Saints are restructuring Taysom Hill's contract to create cap room. A four-year, $140 million contract extension, which blows your mind and, you know, blows my wig off. All years are voidable. It's a mechanism to free up cap space this year, per source, according to Adam Schefter. That is Adam Schefter, right? Saves the Saints $7.5 million against the cap this year. So that's interesting. And, you know, they're in the – this probably has nothing to do with Drew Brees. They knew he was going to retire. But that's noteworthy off the top, but certainly not as noteworthy as Drew Brees' career. I'm trying to think the first time I saw – have you seen Drew Brees play live as a fan or otherwise?
Maybe not.
So I saw him in 2003 as a fan. I was in Heinz Field. The Steelers were terrible that year. The Chargers were terrible that year. LaDainian played on that team. And Drew Brees didn't start. And, in fact, he may not have played at all. Maybe got mop-up time because Marty Schottenheimer had benched him in favor of Doug Flutie. So that's as close as I've come to seeing Drew Brees play. Of course, his career only got better from there. Suffered a shoulder injury in 2005, his last year with the Chargers. We heard on the All Things Covered podcast with Brian McFadden and Patrick Peterson when they talked to Nick Saban last week that Nick Saban wanted Drew Brees in Miami when Saban was the coach for the Dolphins, but he couldn't pass the physical, so they went with Dante Culpepper. And clearly that changed the history of certainly the Saints. And I would imagine the Dolphins would be in a much better or different place, at least had Drew Brees been there over the last 15 years.
So he was drafted by the Saints with the 32nd overall pick in the 2001 NFL. By the Chargers with the 2001 NFL draft. They had taken, of course, LaDainian Tomlinson, fifth overall, and it was LT and Brees were going to be the guys to set the stage for the Chargers to get going in a new direction. And yet Drew Brees only lasted 5 years in San Diego.
Did you say he was the 32nd overall pick?
Yes.
So that's funny because that's before the Texans, the year before the Texans expansion. So he was a second round pick.
Yeah.
But he was
out of Purdue.
32nd pick, which now of course is a first round pick. So what
that's
was
right. He would have been back in the first round.
What's the other team? That's Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
No, Jaguars were there. They came in 95.
Yeah. Jaguars and Panthers were there. It was the.
So another team was just the Texans. Well, that'll be the next podcast. Anyway, yeah. top of the second round. He was, you know, always undersized.
Didn't start any games his rookie year.
Which is Marty Schottenheimer because Phillip Rivers didn't play for.
That's right.
2 years.
You know, came on and of course played pretty well in his first season. Okay, 17 second season, 17 touchdowns, 16 picks, meh year, 11 games in his third season. The Chargers went 2-9 in those games. And then in his fourth season, made a Pro Bowl after, and the Chargers went 11-4. He threw for 27 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, 3,100 yards. But at that point, the Chargers had drafted Philip Rivers, right? And yep. So Rivers, eventually they had to make a decision. They were worried Breeze wasn't the guy, and so they went after Rivers, and they had to make a decision.
Well,
and they
also, at the end of the 05 season,
he tears
Breeze is playing in a meaningless game in December and messes up his shoulder, and that, you know, that made it a lot easier.
And in fact, he was franchise tagged in 2005 in his final year, and that's why you know, Breeze has been pretty annoyed by the franchise tag for several years now. Because the Saints used it on him as well, but you know that restricted his movement in San Diego. He got hurt, and he felt like it diminished his ability to go out and get really paid in free agency or to potentially stay in San Diego. And, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like that those years in San Diego, because of what he did in New Orleans, are kind of a – I mean, I don't want to say they're an afterthought, but, I mean, you know, they are – it's like 5 years of his career almost just – we don't even really associate him with the Chargers. I mean, we do, but he leaves in free agency. He goes to visit the Dolphins, ends up signing with the Saints and Sean Payton. And as a result, he, you know, gets paired up with one of the great offensive minds and has a Hall of Fame career.
So you mentioned he was franchised in 2005. Do you know how much he made that, what the franchise tag was for a quarterback in 2005? Are you cheating?
I'm not cheating, no.
What do you think?
I would guess $13
million. $8.1 million.
There you go.
Which is funny. So then the very next year, and he doesn't sign a huge deal with the Saints because there are a lot of concerns about his arm, obviously. But so he earned in base salary $1.9 million. He did have an $8 million signing bonus, which was over the course of the life of the deal. But he had a $12 million option bonus, which ended up adding up to $22 million. He earned that first year in 06. So clearly that was the right choice. I don't even remember who the coach was for the Saints back then. Was it Sean Payton? Has Sean Payton been there that long?
Sean Payton and Drew Brees came in together.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So boom, perfect. So that's perfect.
So, yeah. So Brees came in with the Saints in 2006.
Right.
And Jim Haslett had gone 3-13 the year before, got fired by the Saints. Payton is hired away from the Cowboys, where he was their offensive coordinator. Or is he with is that right?
He was at one point. And by the way, the 05 season, that was Hurricane Katrina.
No, excuse me. He was, he was the quarterback's coach with the Cowboys. He was the passing game coordinator, assistant head coach under Bill Parcells with the Cowboys at that point in time. And he had helped find, Sean Payton had helped find Tony Romo too, because they both went to Eastern Illinois. He signs Drew Brees after Brees decides not to go to Miami. And the stats are insane. I mean, when you look at what he did in New Orleans, he led the league in passing 7 times. He shattered his own records for completion percentage in a season multiple times. He led the league in completion percentage 6 times. He led the league in completions 6 times. He led the league in passing touchdowns 4 times. And he finished with 68,000 passing yards, 491 touchdowns, just 190 interceptions, and a career completion percentage of 68.8 with the New Orleans Saints.
Never won MVP, though.
Never won MVP.
Twice Offensive Player of the Year. And because he didn't win MVP, in my mind, he can't be in the Hall of Fame. That's a joke. So I'm just going crazy over these career earnings. I'm looking at SpotTrack right now. So in 5 seasons with the Chargers, you mentioned sort of 5 years that probably could have been better used, but he also was young and learning the ropes and all that. He still made $13 million. How much do you think he made 15 years in New Orleans?
I would say that he made $100 million.
$250 million.
Yeah, that sounds more like
$256 million.
Yeah,
and that's the change, which I didn't mention. I mean, that would be life changing money for everyone else on the planet except for you. The $527,000. That he made on the back end there. So, man, yeah, it's a great career.
Yeah, incredible career. I mean,
and he did it with not the greatest physical tools. He was short. His arm was obviously better early in his career, but his arm certainly wasn't what it was down the stretch, and he still found ways to make plays. Let me ask you this. At the end of his career, was he better than Peyton Manning was at the end of his career, or similar? Peyton better?
That's a great question. I would say that without question, Drew Brees down the stretch of his career, like the final and the waning moments of his career, was better than Peyton Manning. However, I would say that I think it's worth asking, was Drew Brees unfairly kept out of the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady conversation? Like, was Drew Brees? He was sort of the third leg.
Who's keeping him out? I agree with that.
Those guys get put way above Drew Brees. I feel like they're a level of, like, nobody's arguing that we have tried to make this argument on this podcast before, but very few people would try to make the argument that Drew Brees is better than Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I'm not making that argument.
But it's not out of control to suggest it. I mean, Brees had an incredible career.
They're in the same conversation, but you're right. Usually it's Brady and Manning, and then it's Brees and Aaron Rodgers. And you could argue all four of those guys deserve to be in the same conversation.
Now, on the flip side, I would also ask you, do you think that Drew Brees finds his career in New Orleans a little disappointing?
Yeah, I think that's unfair only because of Tom Brady. How many did Peyton win? Peyton won two. Oh, he won one in New Orleans.
I mean, he limped to one. Like, he wasn't.
And that is right.
It counts. He won it.
It counts, but that's like the Saints won it this year, and Brees having nothing to do with it and throwing three interceptions. Or playing like Tom Brady did.
Peyton started a bunch of games. He was benched for Brock Osweiler at one point in the season. But then Brock Osweiler was benched for him, and then Peyton started and played in the Super Bowl and led meaningful drives. Like, he was an important part of it.
But to answer your question, I think the problem is Tom Brady. Like, he wins six and now seven, and he's probably going to win 8 and 9. That skews it for everyone else. I think in no way, shape, or form. I would imagine, look, you could point to the Rams getting the long end of the stick. I don't think anyone's ever said that before. And that stupid pass interference, no call. I mean, otherwise, the Saints go to the Super Bowl. Maybe they win that one. In that Super Bowl,
where they lost. I mean, they lost the Minneapolis Miracle,
right?
They lost the game where Kyle Rudolph catches the touchdown in overtime to the Vikings, and they lost the pass interference game as well in a 3-year span. So
and none of that has anything to do with Drew Brees making mistakes.
That's right, absolutely. So you could argue that Drew Brees could have easily had two Super Bowls. And I think those three Saints teams, there's also the stretch from 2014 to 2016 where the Saints went 7-9 three straight years, you know, not great. And they also went 7-9 in 2012. They were dominant when they won the Super Bowl in 2009, 13-2. They won 11 games and 13 games the next year. They had 11 games in 2013. And then from 2017 to 2019, they were a dominant team as well. Brees was hurt in 2019 at the age of 40 when Teddy Bridgewater came in. But, you know, it does feel like there's some missed chances or just some, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
but I think everyone, even the Patriots, probably feel that way.
For sure. And if you're Drew Brees, you got one Super Bowl. And it's worth noting that when, you know, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and was devastating, of course, to the region and to the people. And one of the things that really helped to bring a sense of pride and a sense of, you know, normalcy in terrible times was the Saints. And, like, it helped to uplift the region. And Drew Brees is a big part of that. You know, they had the Steve Gleason block, pump block on special teams. And then eventually, a couple of years later, they win the Super Bowl for the first Saints Super Bowl win ever, right?
And so Steve Gleason happened in 2005, like right after they reopened the Dome. I think it was against the Falcons, I think, on national television. 2005 was when Hurricane Katrina happened, that late summer. 2006 is when Drew Brees arrived. And then 2009 is when they found a way to beat Rex Grossman and the Bears in the Super Bowl.
Yep. That's right. Wait, who? That was the Colts.
Oh, who did they beat?
The Saints beat the Colts. Remember, they had the onside kick coming out of the half. Then the Tracy Porter pick six of Peyton Manning. Brees played really well throughout the playoffs and was fantastic. I mean, like, I don't think anybody would. I don't think you look at Drew Brees' career, and this is the same way Aaron Rodgers' career will be if he doesn't get another Super Bowl. It's like, you don't look at it and say, man, Rodgers crapped the bed in big moments. You know, it's just tough breaks. And you never even really had the questionable coaching with the Saints. I mean, Sean Payton's been awesome. They just got kind of hosed. And, of course, they also had a year where Sean Payton didn't coach the team because of Bounty Gate, which, you know, doesn't make things any easier. Brees, I think, will probably go down as sort of a guy who stacked up huge numbers, like a I mean, I guess just the, like, if Tom Brady's the winner, you know, Tom Brady's the guy who just wins, and Peyton Manning and Drew Brees are the guys who put up the massive numbers, and
Drew Brees,
one's bad.
Drew Brees is the grinder. He's the guy that you play golf with who doesn't have all the tools, and he shoots 5 under every round.
That's right. Yeah. He's the guy who hits not.
He hits a 260 off the tee.
He's like Webb Simpson. He's not exceptionally long.
He hits his 4 iron into the middle of the green every time.
Yeah, but like he's really precise with his short irons, and he's a really good putter. Like he does everything really well, but he doesn't have this like insane athletic ability.
He's getting up and down every time. I mean, he's getting it done, but he ain't going to hit it 350.
Yeah, and we sort of knew this was coming. I think it'll be very curious to see what exactly the Saints do this offseason. As you mentioned, Ryan, they signed Taysom Hill to a four-year, $140 million extension, which, like, it's all dummy cap stuff. The Saints are just finagling around the cap. This is just what they do. So don't be surprised by that. I don't think that necessarily means that they're just rolling with Taysom Hill as the guy. Maybe they are. I mean, we'll see how that plays out. But I think what's more likely is that...
Let me ask you, to interrupt you quickly, though. Why not just do 4 year, $40 billion? Like, does it matter? Does that have to fit inside the cap? Maybe it has to fit inside the cap down the road as well.
There were $66 million over the cap coming into this offseason. And don't forget, so with Drew Brees' deal is, and I don't know the exact mechanism of how this works, but with Brees' deal, he will count when he retires as $22 million against the salary cap. Right now, he was $12 million. But when he actually, if he files the paperwork after June 1st, which I assume he will do, then... he will only count $11 million against the cap. So you would anticipate that he will throw the Saints a bone on that one. I think that Drew Brees is a Hall of Fame player, and it's a first ballot no brainer, right? I mean, like, is that even up? That's not even up for discussion. I don't even know why I'm mentioning it. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Does he get in before Eli Manning?
No, Eli will get in on the first ballot, I bet. But what'll be, so the way, well, Eli retired before last year.
Yeah.
So this is actually working out very well for the Hall of Fame voters. They will push Philip Rivers back a year because I don't think they'll want to, maybe they'll put, will they put Rivers and Brees in the same ballot?
Why not put them on the same ballot?
I don't, I feel like Brees wouldn't like that.
But is he running the Hall of Fame now?
No. But I think they'll put Eli in on the first ballot because he's the first guy to go, and they got a year clearance, and they can just get him out of the way, barring just an insane thing. And then they'll go with Brees for sure, and or Rivers, and then Roethlisberger, assuming that he's done after this coming year, will be after that. It'll be interesting to see how they handle it. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we can talk some Saints future situation with Brees now officially out of the picture. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Okay, so we knew that Brees was going to be gone. It was never really in question, right?
You weren't at all questioning it when he was pushing that sled up the driveway?
I mean, I was starting to question a little bit. I mean, it's Drew Brees. Who the hell knows? Like, anything is possible with the way that Drew Brees handles things.
Yeah, no, that's right. I'm sure. Well, you talked to Sean Payton during the Super Bowl, and he said you would hear something in a few weeks, and you didn't hear anything in a few weeks. So then you see something like him pushing sleds around. You're like, okay, here we go. This is going to be one of these contentious breakups. But at the end of the day, maybe he's just pushing sleds around because he was bored and he likes doing that. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I think so too. Do you think that they do bring back Jameis Winston, or is this a situation where
Sean Payton was talking up Jameis too, and talking him up in a way, even though he's a free agent or is about to be a free agent, that it sounded like they wanted him back. Now, this 4-year, $140 million deal for Taysom Hill doesn't mean anything because it's not real. So I don't think it indicates what they're feeling about that. I don't think they're going to trade up for a quarterback. I would imagine that given their cap situation and that they have some holes to fill, that they would prefer just to stay where they are. But who knows? I would like to see, and I said this a year ago, I want to see how Jameis Winston works in the Patriots offense a year ago. It didn't happen with Cam. But I want to see Jameis Winston slim down, happy.
I'd like to see a year of Jameis Winston working with Sean Payton on the field.
Like I used to joke, like I said, you know, I think that Sean McVay could take Blake Bortles and make him into a really good player. Well, we have the just as good of opportunity with Sean Payton and Jameis Winston. I think Jameis Winston is obviously better than Blake Bortles. I think that's obvious. But, Sean Payton certainly knows his way around coordinating up an offense, and I think it'd be fun to watch.
I agree. The Taysom Hill, look, Sean Payton's probably, I don't know if he's a first ballot Hall of Fame coach. No, not a first ballot Hall of Fame. But I think he's a Hall of Fame coach when it's all said and done. The question is, will he this is not a question, actually. I think he deserves the leeway to try and run a full season with Taysom Hill if that's what he wants to do. I personally would not do it. I would want Taysom Hill as a secondary or tertiary option to Jameis Winston and or something else. Do you think it's possible that the Saints, despite being $66 million over the cap, could get involved in Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson?
How? Like if they can make the math work.
I don't. I mean, you could trade Marshawn Lattimore and Ryan Ramczyk in a first rounder.
I don't know how you make the math work salary cap wise, but I would imagine if you could get on that sweepstakes, you would certainly do it. I would love to see that as well. I mean, imagine Russ there, imagine Deshaun there. Would you rather have Russ or Deshaun?
I would rather have, kind of plug and play with Russell Wilson when you get rid of Drew Brees, like get rid of the short Drew Brees and replace him with Russell Wilson.
Or you can upgrade to Deshaun Watson, the taller, stronger arm.
I think either one would be an incredible replacement for Drew Brees and would give the Saints a very good chance at winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. Take that, Tom Brady.
Yep. All right, so Drew Brees is retired. We don't know exactly what the Saints are doing, but they are moving the cap all over the place like crazy. And we will TBD on what their quarterback situation will be precisely. But Drew Brees, a first ballot Hall of Famer, officially done in the NFL. Wilson, we are officially getting real old when all those guys are gone. Of course, if you want to find out what will happen with Drew Brees and with the Saints and their quarterback situation, make sure you subscribe to the Pick Six podcast, because we will be hitting up free agency coverage every day live on YouTube at 4 p.m. for the podcast. So check that out, and we will talk to you guys later. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.